Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
This is not scientific, but the overwhelming sense we're getting from our callers is that the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin should be cancelled, which I know will come as a big blow to performers and businesses and people as well. There's also the point that people can... about travel, the HSE have a very good website in terms of reading all the ins and outs of coronavirus, and people make up their own decisions. But as I say, if it's any indication, our listeners think it should be unfortunately cancelled. Robert Joyce. Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Well, what's going to be cancelled on you? Your disability allowance?
Yeah, it looks like apparently I'm not allowed to take holidays when I'm on disability allowance.
What happened?
They've been doing a systematic review of my disability allowance, and about a week and a half ago, they sent me a letter asking me, had I been out of the country, which I replied to,
yeah.
And I said, yes, I had. I was in Amsterdam, and I was in the United States, as well as the UK, and Brussels, and they, on Thursday, sent me a letter saying that... Well, if I've been out of the country, maybe they shouldn't pay me while I'm out of the country, which I thought I was very surprised with.
Because your disability, not being facetious, travels with you.
Absolutely. I have disability 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I just don't escape from it. So it kind of baffles
me that... It's called a disability payment.
Exactly. It's not a job seeker's payment.
But it's not a disability allowance for when you were in Ireland.
No, it's from my understanding of it, it is an allowance for me because I cannot work because of my disability.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have to do a small little bit of work for the university in Galway as a patient advisor to a research study there about multiple sclerosis, which I have, and cognitive therapy. But that is a... something for my mental health more than anything else, because I can't do the type of work that I used to once do.
Mm. Now, the Department of Social Protection are now looking for Employment Affairs and Social Protection are now looking for your travel itinerary and travel documentation.
Exactly. I have to prove to them where I was, how long I was there, and apparently if I was away on holidays for longer than 2 weeks, mm-hmm. in total in a year, they can deduct the payment from me. And so any payments that they made during that time, they can actually take back.
But how do they alert, how do they know?
That I was away?
Yes.
Well, I have a blog, and, you know, I share things on Twitter and on Facebook about my illness and the journeys that I have. And I was in the United States, I was in California, and while I was there, I got to try cannabis to see if it would help with my symptoms, which it did. And I shared that story on my blog. So it's there for the world to see. I'm not particularly hiding anything that I went on holidays.
And but did you volunteer the information to the department?
They requested the information first. Were you overseas on holidays in 2019 and 2020 so far? So they knew to ask the question, so to speak.
And well, so, my point is, did the letter come out of the blue?
It came out of the blue as a review. They said they're doing a review of my disability. And so they were asking things about, there's another issue that I have, the legal thing, but they also asked about holidays specifically. They didn't ask, did my disability change? They didn't ask, have I gotten worse or better? Nothing like that. They just had questions basically about where I was.
Okay,
and my bank statements and all that type of
okay,
stuff.
I'll hold you there for a minute. By the way, the Cabinet Subcommittee dealing with the coronavirus outbreak has decided to cancel the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin. The St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin is cancelled, so we presume the other Patrick's Day parades will more than likely follow. As you heard earlier, Cork was cancelled around 2:10. It's now 2:45. The Dublin Parade tomorrow week has been cancelled. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And as I said just before the break, it's been officially announced that the St. Patrick's Day Parade has been cancelled, which I think is only the second time in about, what, the last time was foot and mouth disease, wasn't it? And it was postponed at that stage, I remember. So Michael Lahan is reporting that the Cabinet Subcommittee has decided to cancel the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I'm talking to Robert Joyce. Robert is on disability allowance. He's a permanent disability. He said he's MS. And he's got a letter from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection saying he must tell them if he's been out of the country for more than 2 weeks, because you're only allowed 2 weeks out of the country if you're disabled and to get the allowance. And if you've been out for more than 2 weeks, it says quite clearly your disability allowance could result in the suspension of your payment. Robert, how did you react when you heard that?
I was floored, to be quite honest. I'd just been back on a trip from Dublin, and to receive something like that, I could not understand why they would think me taking holidays would impact my disability allowance payment. I just don't see how it's relevant to the payment. What's it got to do with... I was floored about it, and I was really angry. And
because the job seekers, they would argue on the job seekers, you have to be available for work if you're not in Ireland. Yeah. But on disability, it seems to be completely different.
You would have expected it. For me to get disability, I have to prove to them that my condition is ongoing and not completing in the foreseeable future. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I've got secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, which means that it just gets steadily worse. It doesn't get better. I'm not going to get cured of this suddenly.
Okay.
And my capacity to do stuff over time is going to diminish. That's just the nature of it, okay? So it's not like suddenly tomorrow I'm going to be, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm cured. I can walk properly again. I don't have these pains and aches. I can work like everybody else. That's not the case.
Yeah. If only, says you, if only.
Oh, I will give up disability allowance in a heartbeat.
Of course,
you know?
Of course.
Heartbeat. You know, I don't want...
How have you formulated your reply to the department yet?
Well, what can I can only tell them the truth. You know, I was on holidays. I did go. There was a couple of benefits to the holiday for me. One was the heat and the sunlight, which is very good for my MS. Mm. I did get to try a drug over there, cannabis, to see if it would help my MS. That was a positive aspect of going on that trip.
Okay.
Not to mention the break away from doing whatever I wasn't doing at home. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and the trip that I made to Amsterdam was a complete washout as far as I was concerned. I actually had to be carried onto the airplane, you know, so when on the trip coming home. So, holidays are something that for me doesn't change my illness. Yeah. Every day it's going to be like this, and I cannot take a break from it. And for them to imply that after 2 weeks holidays, if I take a third week, suddenly I don't have a disability and I'm not entitled to this particular social payment. I can't believe it. I just couldn't believe that whoever wrote that regulation or that rule, do they have any idea what disablement means? Do they realise the extra costs and the... Like, I'm paying for my medicine about €500 extra every month so that I can go on a particular medicine, right?
Okay.
Because the government is not paying for it. And that medicine means that my pain doesn't go beyond 5 out of 10 in a day. It means I can walk better, okay? And it costs me £500, and I have to pay for it out of the whatever I get from my allowance, which is about €155, a little bit under now, and a week, and whatever I get from the university, which is about €80 a week.
Right.
And I have to pay that £500 out of that before I pay for my rent, before I pay for electricity, heat, food. Or what I have to do at the moment is I don't use it. And so I pay for my, you know, rent, electricity, food and that type of stuff. And I don't take my pain medication, so I have to be in a worse state than I could possibly be. And now they want to, because I was on holidays, take another week off me, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. I don't know how much.
Or they say they'll suspend your disability. They may, yeah. It may result in a suspension of your disability allowance. By the way, how much is it a week you get? 150?
I get 155. God, so I don't get the full allowance. Yeah. I only get a partial one. Really, I should be on the invalidity pension. That really is what I should be on. Yeah. And for them to have allow me to do a day's work over the space of a week, just purely for remedial or mental health reasons, and leave it at that. Yeah. And that, I think, is what I should be on. But I applied and they said no because I was doing some work. So,
but the work you're doing, from what you say, maybe I'm wrong, the work you're doing is related to your illness.
Oh, it's 100% related, yes, to my illness. It is the only reason why I got the job, is because I've got multiple sclerosis.
And the course or whatever can use your experience, and not just experience, but I presume just pain and everything. By the way, why do you call your blog a 30-minute life?
Because my concentration span is 30 minutes. Okay. After 30 minutes, my concentration starts to drop dramatically. My pain starts to get worse. So it's a kind of a... And sometimes it's 20 minutes that is my limit. But it's never more than 30 minutes. And if I go beyond that and I don't take measures, I will be in more pain. And sometimes I have to accept that that's going to happen. And I do it. And just live with the consequences of the pain. And because there's nothing I can do to stop it. Pretty much. Because that's... Yeah, it's the difficulty I have.
And somebody sent me a copy of your blog now, and you are quite upfront. Well, why not? Because you're talking, you say, a life-changing trip, San Francisco, part 1, 2 and 3.
Yeah. Like, I'm
that was a bit of a giveaway that you're away for 3 weeks, Rob.
Well, if I was hiding something, I was...
Yeah, I know.
I obviously missed that class in school. I probably, you know, was at the back of the class doing something that I shouldn't be doing.
By the way, just getting a glimpse, that is an incredible blog you write. It's a really helpful blog.
It's been on the go for maybe 2.5 years, and I started obviously from nothing, as all of these do. I'm now ranked number 9 in the world for MS blogs with FeedSpot, and ranked 14 in the world for chronic illness blogs with FeedSpot as well.
5 tips to help stop being overwhelmed by chronic illness. I look at the HSE website a lot lately, and obviously that's very, very professional and very well done. Yeah. And again, the HSE helpline is 1850 24 1850. Yours is absolutely fascinating. When I saw it there during the break, well done.
Thank you very much that you
give so much. Okay, let us know what happens, or maybe if it happened anyway. Anyone else, any other listener on disability allowance? Have you, are you aware that if you go out of the country for 2 weeks, according to this government here, your disability will automatically disappear, and so will your allowance?
And Joe, one of the things that is on their list, because I had to dig deep to find it, is I could be in hospital for 8 weeks and it wouldn't matter. I could actually be in a residential care home for 8-12 weeks and I could get my full disability allowance.
Okay. Robert, kind regards. Let us know what happens. And awesome. We're obviously very keen to get listener reaction on 1850 715. That's Robert Joyce, and Robert's blog is called My 30-Minute Life. Thanks indeed, Robert.